Baruch Hashem, it is day number 339 of our daily study of Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, and that corresponds in the three chapters a day study track of Mishneh Torah to Hilchos Malachim u'Milchameisehem, the laws of kings and their wars, chapters 10, 11, and 12. Those are the last three chapters of the entire Mishneh Torah, and we're going to be finishing the last mitzvahs of the entire 613 mitzvahs. Okay, here we go. Get ready for a big mazel tov. This is a big accomplishment. Baruch Hashem. Hashem has given us strength to come to this point, and tomorrow, with God's help, we're going to start all over again from day one and take another 339-day journey. Okay, here are mitzvahs for today. Positive Commandment 191 is the mitzvah of before battle. What we would call today maybe an army chaplain, a special type of kohen, a special type of priest known as the Mashuach Milchama, anointed for battle. That's what it literally means, Mashuach Milchama, anointed for battle. He gets up and he makes a proclamation about who should return from the battle front. Anyone who has bought a new house and not begun to live there. Anyone who has planted a new vineyard and not redeemed the first crop. And anyone who betrothed a woman and did not yet marry her. Remember, those are two phases, betrothal and marriage. Okay, so they go back. Plus, anyone who's afraid of battle also goes back. And then the people who are afraid, they go back. And you think, maybe, I don't know, maybe the guy just planted a new vineyard. Maybe he's not afraid, but okay. At any rate, when is that applicable in a Milchemes Rishus? We spoke about the fact there's something called a Milchemes Rishus, which is an optional war. Not if it's a Milchemes Mitzvah, an obligatory Mitzvah war, then everybody has to fight. Okay, next, Positive Commandment 214 is the Mitzvah that a newly married groom in his first year doesn't even go out to the battle. Okay, so we spoke about people who they go out to the battlefront and then they're told go home, but actually when they go home, they're not just free to do whatever they want. They have to support the war effort by doing sort of like civilian stuff to support the war effort. So they're not completely off the hook. But for the first year, the groom, he doesn't even go out to get exempted. He just doesn't show up. He doesn't report at all. And he is completely free. He does not have to support the war effort. But again, when is this? In a Milchemes Rishus, in an optional war. Okay, Negative Commandment 311 is causing a newly married groom to be absent from his home. And this prohibition is leveled at both those who would remove the groom from his home as well as to the groom himself, meaning even if he'll say, well, no one's making me do this. I'm volunteering. It's me. You know, the draft office, so to speak, can't remove me from my home the first year I'm married, but if I do it to myself, it's okay. No, it's not okay. He can't even do it to himself. He has to stay home and be with his wife for the first year. Okay, and again, that's in a Milchemes Rishus, in an optional war. Negative Commandment 58, do not be afraid in battle. You're going out with the support of Hashem. Do not be afraid. And by the way, this applies to everything in life. Don't be afraid. Hashem is with us. Positive Commandment 221 is the mitzvah of the Eishes Yafas Toyer, which is the beautiful captive bride, the war bride. She is a woman who is captured in battle, and she's given the option of becoming Jewish and becoming the wife of the Jewish soldier. This is obviously up to her discretion. And if she refuses, he has to let her go. And that also applies to the next commandment, Negative Commandment 263, which is he's not allowed to sell her as a slave. Meaning if she says, no, I don't want to be married to you. I don't want to become Jewish. So then he'll say, okay, well, then I'll sell you as a slave, which slavery existed in those times. So, but no, he's not allowed to do that to her. And then Negative Commandment 264 is he's not allowed to use her as his own slave. Oh, you don't want to be my wife? Okay, well, we'll keep you on as a servant. No, he's not allowed to do that. He has to allow her to go. Either she becomes his wife, or if she wants to go, she can go. Okay, Mazel Tov, those are all the mitzvahs. We've studied all 613 commandments, and now I just want to pull up the Mishneh Torah. I'm looking at chapter 12, the final chapter, chapter 12 of Hilchos Malachim u'Milchameisehem, Laws of Kings and Their Wars. I'm looking at Halacha Hey, that means law number 5. I'm going to read it in its entirety. Uva Eisei Hazman, and in that time, in the time of Mashiach. Lo yia sham loy ra'av v'loy milchama. There will no longer be famine nor war. V'loy kina v'sachris, not jealousy or even competition. Why? Shahatoiva, because good things, tia mushpas harbe, will be in abundance. They'll be flowing in abundance, prosperity. V'chol hamadanim metzuyin ka'ofer, and all delicacies will be as plentiful as dust. V'layia esik kol ha'elam, and the occupation of the entire world will be what? When we have such abundance, when there's no scarcity whatsoever of resources, so then what are we going to be doing? So the entire occupation of the world will be what? Ladas es Hashem bilvad, just to know God. Ulefichach, therefore, when the whole world, the entire world is occupied in just knowing God, Yu Yisrael chachomim gedelim, ve'yedim devarim hasasum ve'yesigo das beirim kefikayach ha'odim. The Jewish people will be regarded as great sages, knowing the hidden matters and apprehending the understanding of their Creator according to the capacity of man. Shenemar, as it says, and now we quote the prophet Isaiah, Ki mala ha'aretz dea es Hashem kamayim layom mechasim. For the world will be full of the knowledge of God as the waters cover the ocean bed. And that brings us to the close. And may we see the fulfillment of this time speedily. Mazel tov, mazel tov. We'll see you tomorrow as we go back to class number 1.